And now the letters column from the Evening News. This week, we could have filled this spot with long diatribes on the ongoing saga of the city road improvements. But worry not, we have confined such comments to two brief emails. Other topics mentioned are wide and diverse: overseas aid, binge drinking, and Norwich Market. But we start with a letter on recycling waste. Recycling appropriate waste has got to be a good thing, and people will recycle it if, Bill Kite of Norwich suggests, it is made easy for them. He writes, I read recently about a lady who had her recycling bin stolen. This prompted me to think more about the recycling situation here in Norwich. I hope the council would provide her with a replacement, but I will not hold my breath. The lady said she would not recycle any more, which leads me to say that I am aware of a block of 21 flats in Norwich that hardly recycles anything anymore. This block is operated and looked after by a local residential management firm who, in their wisdom, decided that having waste and recycling bins on a slope adjacent to the building was a fire and safety hazard. Never mind that they stood where they were for many years without a problem. Anyway, this firm removed the paper and cardboard bin, the glass bin, also the plastic one, and sited them inside a cupboard in the block. Not only this, but they added a special keypad entry system. Now, when I have checked the said bins to see how much has been recycled, there is hardly ever anything in them. You could not make it up. People simply will not go to lots of trouble to recycle, so making the task as easy as humanly possible seems to me to be the name of the game.
Lots of discussion in recent weeks about Norwich Market and its future. Kay Braithwaite of Norwich offers a few suggestions. He writes, Re the future of Norwich Market. My own thoughts are that efforts need to be made to fill the vacant 40-odd stalls. Perhaps overall the fee to hire stalls needs to be reduced slightly. I feel the council needs to reduce, for example, the two or three stalls at the top of Brigg Street near Debenhams. I suppose these stalls pay a cheaper rate in this location. However, I do think they should be forced to move to the market or close down. That way, also, for four more disabled parking lots would be given up there. I realise there is no financial gain from disabled slots, but with the ageing population, there is more need for disabled spaces. If the two or three stalls were forced into the market, it would reduce the market vacancies.
Yet another letter from Bill Kite of Norwich. He adds this. Having read the articles about the market being a landmark, I agree, of course, it is, and has been a landmark for a very, very long time, long before any Evening News readers were born. But over the years, like the roadworks, various individuals and councils have changed things. Now, as I see it, the market is one of the city's best attractions and a key reason people come to Norwich, along with the castle, Castle Mall, and a large variety of shops. So the market, being such a draw, has to remain of interest and not be allowed to run down. One extra attraction I have always felt might go down well is the possibility of having one row of stalls for daily or weekly hire, just like we see at car boot sales. One or two could even be let on this basis solely for charities. Such an addition could not do any harm, and it would also increase footfall for regular traders, so they would benefit too. I am sure this suggestion would not ruin anything but enhance the attraction.
Despite protestations to the contrary from the man in charge of the Transport for Norwich project, many readers are convinced that the city is becoming anti-car. Here are two comments received by email. The first from RV008, who writes, I moved to the outskirts of Norwich 8 years ago and used to visit the city at least twice a week. Since all the traffic and road changes, I now drive in maybe once every 4 to 6 weeks, and even then is only if I need to. The city is so very anti-car, and where I live, there are no buses within 1.5 miles of me, only 6 miles outside a major UK urban area. So now I avoid going over the city boundary whenever possible. And Nobly One says, the changes are utterly appalling. Yesterday morning, for example, we drove along Burr Street on the way out of the city. Coming in since the new changes around Finglegate and Wesselgate, Burr Street was a car park. Plus, the mini roundabout of Finglegate was blocked, so you couldn't turn right. Ignorant drivers ignore the fact that they're blocking a junction. The changes on Queen's Road have now meant cars are backed up along Hall Road or Queen's Road. Cars wishing to turn right onto Finglegate now block the road. It is a complete nightmare.
For many, mostly young people, Friday and Saturday night is the time to go out and get totally drunk with the usual consequences. Recently, Jeremy Kyle came to our fine city, complete with camera crew, to record the spectacle a few weeks ago, and many of an older generation avoid the city centre at these times. Norwich reader P. Fields, too many delude themselves about their level of alcohol consumption, and he should know. He writes, in general, I think people kid themselves about how much they drink. For years, I was what is known as a binge drinker, not drinking much in the week, but getting drunk every weekend. I convinced myself this was fine, as I wasn't drinking every day of the week. In my mind, it was all levelling itself out over the course of the week. I guess self-delusion is a powerful thing. I'm glad to say that I've now changed my bad habits, and getting drunk is now a thing of the past. I have to say, I feel much better for it. Experts now say there is no safe level of drinking with regards to cancer. That should be a sobering thought for everyone.
Overseas aid has always been a contentious matter, as reader F.B. Hill of Thurton confirms in his letter. He writes, recently it was reported that Britain is to increase its level of overseas aid. Our hospitals are in desperate need of more money. Our roads are a national disgrace. Our railways and services are a farce. And our care of the elderly and infirm is despicable. Overseas aid, in my opinion, should either be held in abeyance or stopped, at least until we put our own house in order. That's all the letters for this week. Very shortly, we will have our first feature, written by Evening News Derek James. But before that, here are more news stories from round and about Norwich.